A Senate plan to allow interstate health policies draws fire from consumers and lawmakers. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. The latest Senate version of the health care reform bill contains a provision that would allow consumers to shop for health insurance outside their own states. Representatives for the nation's health plans say that will give consumers more choice and better value. J.P. Wieske is Director of State Affairs for the Council for Affordable Health Insurance.
The most important option is choice. Certainly, we've seen the president highlight the fact that there are a number of states where there have been some significant barriers to entry. It would certainly make choices more available for people in those states.
That's not the case in California, which has a robust healthcare market. It also has some of the toughest consumer protections in the country. Jerry Flanagan, healthcare policy director for the group Consumer Watchdog, says if insurers are allowed to set up shop in any state they like, they'll be able to do an end run around those protections.
The provisions would essentially make having health insurance meaningless because under the provisions of the bill, an insurance company could choose which state's laws would apply to its health insurance policies. And of course, the health insurance companies would pick the weakest state's laws.
We compare it to what happened with credit cards.
That's Mike Larson, spokesman for Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier.
All the credit card companies fled to South Dakota and Delaware because there weren't consumer protections there, and it has affected consumers in all 50 states. If one insurance company is allowed to sell a substandard policy and get away with it in California, they're all going to do it.
Insurance industry spokesman Wieske says those concerns are overwrought. He says many companies cover conditions like diabetes in states where there is no mandate to cover it. He says insurers want it to be easier to do business in more states.
Currently, if you want to sell a fairly standard insurance policy, you have to file those policies separately in each state that you do business with. And some of those states have extremely long approval processes. They have long rate filing processes, which in the end causes rates to go higher rather than lower. So what they're looking for is being able to go in, file policies, meet predictable requirements, and then be able to sell those policies relatively quickly.
One of the arguments in favor of interstate plans is that if all consumers are required to buy health coverage, just as with car insurance, some will want to buy a bare-bones policy to avoid paying a fine. Nadire Puret, Associate Director for Research Planning at the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research, says that may sound good to some, but consumers don't always know exactly what they're buying.
Consumer watchdogs are probably worried about people who buy a policy and don't really understand that it is incomprehensive. When they actually want to use it, it's not good enough.
Puret says federal regulation, if written correctly, could require insurers to meet certain standards no matter where they sell their policies.
There's only a certain amount of detail that could be present in the bill at the moment. You cannot cover all of these eventualities. So it depends later on when it comes to the implementation phase. Are all of those loopholes covered so that any plan that's offered anywhere, let's say under the exchanges, can be purchased by anyone around the country? That would be the ultimately positive scenario.
The current version of the Senate bill gives states a chance to opt out of interstate plans, but Speier spokesman Mike Larson says that may not be a long-term fix.
At least in the Senate provision, the state legislature would have to agree to engage in these interstate compacts. So it gives us a little bit of protection. There's a real concern in California where we have term limits and state legislators flip so frequently that it gives industry that much more power.
Consumer Watchdog would like the final Senate health reform bill to be modeled on existing federal health care laws that allow a state and federal partnership. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.